Romney Kate, issue 29, page 4. Too damn sorry. Well, I'm very sorry, but I refuse to apologize for the slave trade. Furthermore, I think it's reprehensible that we're all supposed to feel sorry for these heinous actions. For at this moment in time, we're so busy being sorry for all of our cock-ups and mistakes. We leave the telly on standby, we wear the wrong clothes, eat the wrong food, support the wrong charities, drive the wrong cars, use the wrong carrier bags, have the wrong light bulbs, give our kids the wrong butter, vote for the wrong party, watch the wrong TV programs, and if all else fails, we're constantly accused of creating too many carbon emissions because we don't live like a dead corpse. This is all too much, and to top it off, we expect to be all apologetic for slave trade. It's beyond the pale. Enough is enough. Let's get one thing absolutely straight here and now. I do not condone slavery. In no way, shape or form can anybody be morally justified in stealing blacks, for they are treated as commodities, not as people, from their homes, shipping them around the place, to do the grueling work the white man didn't want to do. In no way can anybody argue that such behaviour is justified. However, there are some extremely good reasons why I refuse to be sorry for these actions. The first and foremost is that it happened 200 years ago. Why don't I see the French apologising for the Norman invasion? The English apologising for rampaging around Scotland and Wales? While we're at it, they can apologise for India. Oh, and dumping a load of unwanted criminals on the continent of Australia. Let's see the Americans apologise en masse. They were the religious weirdos that were so weird they got kicked out of Europe. So they found a new country, and history recalls what they did to the natives of the place called America. Spain, among others, should apologize for plundering various parts of South America. The Vikings came from where? The Boers came from where? Israelis can apologize to who? Point is, all through history, people have taken a stomping on others. Sadly, it's still happening today. Witness Iraq. As if that isn't good enough reason to not feel obliged to apologize, we must also remember that 200 odd years ago, common people did not have the democratic power to vote. They did what they were told. Black people were not the only slaves. Parentless children, bad children, girls that got pregnant out of wedlock. Anybody who's ever read a Dickens novel will know of the concept of workhouses. There's even a word for the bleak, forsaken industrialization, Dickensian. The country was variously owned and managed by religious leaders, royalty, and the wealthy. Those who owned land tended to own the people farming that land. You want apologies? Fine. Let's hear it from the descendants of the wealthy. Let's hear it from the royalty. Let's hear it from the Church of England, who can also apologize big time for the witch hunts, among other sins. Don't expect to hear it from Joe Average. People like myself and a great many of my readers, for our progenitors had no vote, no voice, no power. Having said this, I think that apologizing now is more ego-soothing than anything else. Say sorry and your karma will rest happy. It's rather like paying a company to plant trees, carbon offsetting, because you feel guilty for not turning your heating down a degree. It doesn't really help, it just makes you feel better inside. So let's not apologize. Instead, let's try to make a serious effort to make this a better world. Not equal opportunities for minorities, which in itself is a blatant discrimination, but true equality. The rules that apply for men apply for women. The rules that apply for whites apply for blacks, Asians, Martians, whatever. And none of this politically correct human rights crap. Just good, honest, proper equality. Both at home and in places where we can help overseas. Things like comic relief are only the beginning. I think Zimbabwe needs to be rescued from itself. How about Darfur? In Iraq, it's time the European troops ditched associations with America and made an effort to make the country better instead of chasing the ghosts of supposed terrorists. And numerous other places, the list goes on. For absolute certain, it will be an uphill struggle, and it will be a hell of a lot harder than simply saying, "Sorry!" But you'll be able to feel good inside because you'll be helping to make things better. Actions speak louder than words. Let's make it happen.